This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome to replay number 4 out of 5. And we are going to dust off an old quote day that seems to be right in alignment with taking lessons learned from The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek as we launch into our own Just Cause projects. We've got a quote from season 3, Surrounded by Idiots, an episode called Personal Choice. To pursue a just cause, we need to let the past be the past, and we need to move forward with hope. And this episode is about how to do just that. Today's quote by Melinda Gates: optimism is not a belief that things will automatically be better. It's a conviction that we can make things better. Listen, the only thing that you can control is what you do next. Do you go forward with hope and trust in the future, or do you go forward jaded by the past? You get to choose this perspective. This doesn't mean you don't learn from the past. It doesn't mean you don't have scars from the past. Think about what a scar actually is. A scar is something that happened, a cut, an injury that has healed, at least physically. The body is showing that it can get over it. The mind is the next phase. But we need to keep things in perspective. Don't let fear and anger from events that you cannot change, and that's what the past is. It's something that is already written in stone. It happened. You cannot change it. You may not even be able to justify it. It is what it is. You don't let the fear and the anger from that hold you back from all the wonderful that's still ahead of yourself. For everybody, there can be wonderful ahead of them. It's just a matter if they want to go have it. Everything you look at, everything you do, every person you meet, you get to decide to focus on the damaged parts. You can stare at the scars. You can hold on to your own scars as if they're still gaping wounds. Or you focus on one thing, and you only need to find one. Chances are there's many more than one, but just find one thing that is beautiful or amazing right in front of you. Focus on that. One of these two options, one of these two perspectives, is going to pull you forward and give you hope, to fill you back up with dreams that you can achieve. The other perspective is going to pull you down and make you feel horrible. It is going to chain you into the dark, damp basement. But you actually get to choose how you want to feel. And you might feel that things are horrible. You might, you know what? Things might even be horrible. You might be in a horrible situation. But once you are in a horrible situation, once you are there, that's the present. In the very next moment, you were there. You're no longer there. You have moved on. Whatever was horrible has happened and is now in your past. First question is, how horrible was it really? The funniest thing about your darkest day, the darkest, coldest, bleakest day, there's only one of them. That's the definition of darkest. It is the worst. So once you're done with it, what you do after that, what you do the next day, that's your choice. Do you quit? You've had the dark day. It's already done. If you were going to quit, shouldn't you have quit before the darkest day? Why would you quit after? You've already hit the valley. Do you become a victim for the rest of your existence? I can't do anything because I had my darkest day. Let your darkest day make you stronger. Let it give you strength that you know that you can survive things and you can move on. In the dark, in the darkest of the dark night, in the darkest part of the dark night, the smallest, tiniest light is going to seem huge. The smallest star looks like the largest star. The day after your darkest day might just be your brightest. And you get to choose. You get to choose what you do to make every single day better.